We'll make a start. Good morning. Welcome to the PUP annual conference. You'll no doubt, Annie has been around a bit like myself. It's different surroundings today. We're usually in one of the local hotels, but for reasons we'll probably explain as the course of the morning, we're in the City East building today. I'm just going to give for a few minutes just a quick overview of the past year, which has been pretty eventful, certainly internally. As eventful a year as I've seen in the party. As you know, going back slightly over a year ago, whenever with Don Purvis resigning from the party for reasons we all know, but we needn't go into all the details of that. But Don resigned, and that set in motion a series of meetings and stuff at the Stormont Hotel, which most of us were probably at, where the future of the party was discussed. Where we're going to go from here, etc., etc. Was there a reason to continue and all that? And the upshot of those discussions really was that, yes, there was a requirement to go on. The vast majority of the party wanted us to continue. We felt that we had something to offer. And the people that we did represent obviously needed us to continue to represent them. So when you fast forward that to this time last year, when we had elections, the elections for the executive committee, which happened every 2 years, failed last year. So there's a new executive committee elected and a new leader in Brian Irvine. I just don't know Brian Irvine. I've already been asked this morning. Brian's noticeable by his absence. Brian's actually in hospital at the minute. He was in. He had an operation on his back on Thursday. So I was speaking to him yesterday. So he's, I think it was a success. He's fine, but he's still in. He won't be out on Monday. So he sends his apologies. I'm sure, like myself, I told him I'd probably ring him later on tonight. You'll join me in wishing him well and speedy recovery. But anyhow, as I say, Brian Irvine took over last year. And again, we move forward to January, the beginning of this year, when Brian had a decision to make. There was elections coming up, both assembly elections and council elections. And Brian felt that he would have a strong chance of being elected to the assembly in East Belfast. And indeed, his branch felt the same, and he was nominated for that. The consequence for Brian personally was that he had to leave his job as a school, working for the civil service, a school teacher in Haydbank. He was required to leave his job, which he did in January, at great cost to himself, because he immediately then had no income. But he threw everything into the campaign and stuff for the elections in May. And as we now know, of course, unfortunately, he was unsuccessful. So in being unsuccessful at that, again, out of work, what do? He had to reapply for his job again. And thankfully, he got his job back in the civil service, in Haydbank. And the direct consequence of that for us was that he had to resign again as party leader. So again, we found ourselves in the space of less than a year, again with no leader. So again, within the party, certainly at the executive committee level, within the party, with friends and associates, there was discussions taking place where do we go from here? Who's going to take over the leadership of the party, because every party obviously needs a leader. And I've discovered in dealing with various people like the Electoral Commission and stuff that you not only obviously need a party needs a leader, but we also need a leader for legal reasons and stuff. To have a political party with no party leader is obviously ridiculous. So bear in mind this was about June time. We felt that working toward today with the annual conference in October, we felt that it would be better, make no quick decisions, no knee-jerk reactions. Let's take some time, have some discussions within the party, and aim for October to look at the leadership, the party leader's position. And in the meantime, both, as I say, some of the executive members and friends and associates had some meetings, we discussed it. And the upshot of that was that we approached our party president and former leader, and founding member of the party, Hugh Smith. And Hugh was asked back in the beginning of July, would he consider taking on the role of party leader, even on a short-term basis, which Hughie being Hughie, putting the party interests first, said he would do, and he did do that. And we're grateful for that, because the expertise and wisdom and stuff that Hughie brought to it over the period of time there, when over the past few months, has been invaluable. So we thank Shuey for doing that. I'm going to hand over to Shuey in a couple of seconds here, and no doubt he'll explain his position and give his views on things. But as I say, we obviously need a leader. So today, later on today, I'll be seeking nominations for the position of party leader from the floor. I think the best way to do it is, I mean, you'll notice again we have no agendas and stuff because again, slightly different conference. We have no office now, so the practical things like agendas and stuff that we just had to forego this year because of simply getting them done and having time and stuff to do them. Usually with some office personnel to do that sort of stuff. But basically, I have a quick agenda here. I mean, Hugh, I'm going to hand over to Hugh in a minute. Then John, our other councillor, John Cade, is going to speak to you. We're then going to have a presentation from our friend from America, Tony Novosel. I'm sure you all know Tony. Certainly, I've heard his presentations before. And Tony's going to do a presentation for us. And following the coffee break, we'll then have a presentation from William Mitchell on the ACT programme. Again, some of you are familiar with it. Some of you probably aren't. So again, it's very worthwhile to hear that. After those both presentations, both Tony's and William's, there'll be questions and answers. And any questions that you have relevant to what you hear them saying or anything else relating to the party, when it's appropriate, you can ask the questions through the chair. Jimmy here will take your note of your name and we'll get to everybody because it's important that we hear a bit of feedback and get everybody's opinion. So on the nominations for leadership, I'll say you can turn your mind to it. We're aiming for the coffee break about 11 o'clock. So following at the end of the coffee break, which is probably 11:15, 11:20, the nominations will close. So basically what I'm saying is if you during the coffee break, if you come to me with the nominations, any nominations that have come up for the party leader position. As you know, the annual delegate conference is the only decision-making body within the party. This is where things are decided upon and ratified. So, again, we aimed for this, for knowing the conference was coming up, to sort out the party leader's position. So I'm going to hand over to Shui now, and Shui will speak on whatever. And one more thing I wanted to say. I just want to congratulate everybody. Shui, and just on the election, Shui and John obviously were successful, but we had, I think, six other candidates in the council elections, and, of course, Brian, the Assembly. I know that everybody ran as best a campaign as they could. We had a couple of near misses, a couple of councillors, a couple of candidates went very close for the party. So I think they all deserve credit because it's not easy putting your name out there, running, and all the stuff that goes with it. So I just want to congratulate everybody and doing it. Thank everybody for doing it, for representing the party, and in particular, obviously, to congratulate Shea and John for being elected. So. So I'll hand over to Shuey now, and you'll hear what Shuey has to say.
Thanks, Frank.
Nice, Shuey.